Call it the babysitter's dilemma. You want to watch TV, but you can't figure out how to work someone else's remote. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered why television remotes are so clumsy and not very intuitive, right when technology and TV shows are so good.
There's a simple reason why our television remotes are not cutting it. They were designed to handle only 6 or 7 channels.
Hello?
To Marcia!
Welcome to MASH 4077.
Casey Johnston writes about technology, and she has a degree in physics from Columbia University. But even for her, using a TV remote is...
exhausting. It's unbearable to me.
Right now, she's holding a remote covered with buttons. Some of the labels are so cryptic, she has no idea what they do.
Sub.code, comp/mix. I couldn't even tell you what one of those things do, but to then assign them to the same button just doesn't make any sense.
And it makes even less sense if you happen to be 3 years old and don't know how to read.
Monster Show.
25 years ago, a toddler like John Perulli Almond would have needed only to turn a knob. Now he needs his dad's to help him watch TV.
I see you've captured the energy monster.
The monster.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
The average American watches over 5 hours of TV every day. So you'd think some smart person would figure out how to make it easier to navigate. One of John's dads, Nick Perulli, wishes the remote could somehow tell when his son picks it up.
So that it would avoid going to channels that he can't watch.
Like AMC when it's airing The Walking Dead. How great if it went instead straight to channels for kids.
The Hub and Boomerang.
Sprout.
Yeah.
Nick Jr.
Yeah.
The remote is a problem, but so is the grid. That's the unwieldy list of shows and the tiresome ways to navigate them, says tech entrepreneur Jeremy Toman.
In this era of 500 or more channels, plus DVRs, plus video on demand, plus Netflix and everything else, navigating that grid guide, which takes like 15 seconds every screen you're trying to load, is just a pain.
Toman's company designed an app called Next Guide. It helps turn a tablet, like an iPad, into something better than a remote control. It mostly brings up the shows you watch and filters out stuff you don't like. It includes Netflix. You can record some shows remotely. Tablets are the future of the grid and the remote, says technology analyst Alan Wolk.
And then that will finally give you a keyboard, so that if you're searching for a show, you can type it in instead of doing that awkward thing where you have to sort of use the remote to go from letter to letter.
Wolk says cable companies will actually save money by sending out tablets because they'll be better than those old-fashioned remotes and set-top boxes.
A, they're hard to upgrade, and B, they actually require somebody physically coming to your house, taking it away, putting in a new one. So it's a really expensive thing to upgrade, whereas with a tablet, you know, they can send it to you in the mail. And they can upgrade the apps over the internet.
The internet lets you do so much more with a tablet when you watch TV than a remote control.
If you're watching an NFL game, they'll automatically send you the stats and the players and things like that.
Or if you're watching a drama, you can connect with other fans in real time on social media. All this sounds great to network executives like Jesse Redness. He's Senior Vice President of Digital for USA Network.
Right now, there really isn't a way in which we can use the grid to help market new people into our programming.
Tablets will open up new possibilities for cable channels and companies.
How do we gather as much information as we can about certain people, you know, target demographics, and then how do we start creating content that would basically interest them in what our show is about?
So, while you and I are watching TV, in the very near future, our remotes will be watching us. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.